The next patient is Mr. Luis Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of living-related donor kidney transplant that was done in 1998 in New Jersey. The patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of cyclosporin, mycophenolate, and prednisone, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital in the month of September after the patient developed acute kidney injury that was associated to the presence of prurinal azotemia. The patient had a gout, was taking colchicine 0.6 milligrams POBID, and after more than a week of taking the medication, he developed profuse diarrhea that prompted him to come to the emergency room. The patient was evaluated, was treated, was released from the hospital. When the patient went home, started to take the same medications that he was taking before, there was a relapse of the diarrhea, deterioration of the kidney function. The patient was readmitted to the hospital. Volume expansion with the crystalloids was done, and the patient recovered the kidney function. And as a matter of fact, the baseline creatinine that is between 3 and 4 milligrams per cent improved significantly, went down to 2.6 milligrams per cent, and the estimated GFR to 24 mLs per minute. The patient had in the past evidence of proteinuria. The proteinuria continues, but the quantification of the proteinuria wasn't done at the hospital, period. Today he comes after he was released from the rehab center, the Oaks of at Avon Park. Avon, A V like in Victor, O N Park. He has been diarrhea free. I think he has been tolerated. The diet is feeling better, and he's feeling stronger. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on October 21st, 2023, the patient had a hemoglobin of 10.6. The creatinine was 2.65. The serum electrolytes were with the normal limits, estimated GFR 24, period. We are going to reevaluate the kidney function in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. And we are going to check the immunosuppression for the kidney transplant. Number two, a patient has metabolic acidosis that is related to chronic kidney disease stage 4. He takes bicarbonate. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. Following number, atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Following number, coronary artery disease. Following number, significant proteinuria. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with statins. Following number, BPH. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease and famotidine. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.